Good morning. I'm here in this quiet space, our prayer chapel, and I'd like to share our scripture for today. It's one verse from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, and it's verse 16. Hear the word of the Lord. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Today, we are continuing our preaching, teaching series based on the book by Father James Martin entitled, Learning to Pray, A Guide for Everyone. Last week, many of us were introduced to the imagination prayer. This week, we turn our attention to praying with scripture as we explore a prayer meditation practice called Lectio Divina. Now, Lectio Divina has been around since the early church. Some of you may know about this spiritual discipline, while for others today may be the first time hearing about this. Now, I first heard about Lectio Divina as an undergraduate student at Chestnut Hill College, but it wasn't until many, many, many years later as a seminarian at Wesley Theological Seminary that I practiced this contemplative way of praying using scripture, and it was powerful. And more recently this summer, I spent 4 weeks in a preaching course that elaborated on this practice as a way to illuminate scripture. So I am grateful today for the opportunity to share about the transformative power, the life-giving, life-changing effect Lectio Divina can have on us when we faithfully practice this type of meditative prayer. So hopefully I have piqued your interest and you're wondering, what is Lectio Divina? Well, Lectio Divina in Latin means divine reading. It is the sacred reading of the word that finds its roots in the Hebrew approach to the scriptures called Haggadah, which was a Jewish practice during Jesus' time as a way to uncover the deeper meaning of the scriptures by freely interpreting them. Later, this practice was carried on in the early centuries of the Christian church, mainly in the monastic communities where the desert fathers and mothers recognized its value. They understood this practice as an invaluable gift as they slowly read scripture and meditatively reflected on the word of God, listening for the message God would give them to integrate into their lives. You see, they believed this practice brought them closer to God. They believed it deepened their relationship with God because they wanted to know God, the one they loved, and the one who first loved them. And as they experienced God's love, they responded in love to God. Maria Tasso, author of The Transforming Power of Lectio Divina, helped to enhance my understanding as she writes, the desert fathers and mothers often referred to this practice as an experience of eating food, following the insight of Jeremiah, your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart. You see, they sank their teeth into scripture as if it was fresh baked bread. And they let it nourish them so that they might act upon it in their daily lives. Didn't Jesus say he is the bread of life? And don't we say we are what we eat? This lets us know that we too have to eat the word of God and let it nourish our souls. Why? Because this food, the word of God, is food for our souls and available 24/7. Imagine spending time in the scripture, the word of God, with the word, Jesus, reading and reflecting, being fed exactly what we need anytime we need it. Imagine reading the scriptures in a whole new way, letting the word sink into the depth of our hearts and souls. Imagine. We have to spend time with God. We have to tap into what God is saying to us. So like Jeremiah and the desert's mothers and fathers, our hearts will rejoice. Our hearts will rejoice because we are deepening our relationship with Jesus. We are invited to take up the scriptures and listen and ponder and reflect. We are invited to sit at Jesus' feet. To do this, we must first surrender all to Jesus, as we let the Holy Spirit work on us. This means we must make ourselves available and vulnerable and trust God in the process. When we trust God and our faith deepens, our relationship gets stronger as we listen to hear from God. Remember, prayer is a way to communicate with God. What it is not is a monologue where we do all of the talking. In any relationship, one talks and the other listens. And as we enter this way of prayer, we bring all of our stuff before the Lord, who accepts us as we are. We come then to encounter God, to listen for what God has to say and allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us when God's word is read or heard. So this is why I said earlier, Lectio Divina is powerful, life-changing, transformative, because God is speaking to us. We have to be open to the deeper meaning of scripture and the impact it would have on our lives. We have to be willing to listen. Listen to the unexpected as the Spirit moves in us, transforming us to become more and more and more like Christ. As a result of our encounter with the Word of God, others will experience Jesus in a tangible way, and this is good news. So to understand the practice of Lectio Divina, it is best to understand it in four movements. The first is Lectio, and this is the reading of scripture slowly as we listen. So as we read God's word, we're not trying to do a Bible study here. We don't need the historical facts. We just need to listen and capture what word or phrase jumps out at us from the text. And this may take multiple readings of the text, but you know what? That's okay. And even if we are reading a familiar passage and we think we know all that there is to know about it, well, the Holy Spirit can do a new thing and we can hear something that we haven't noticed before. Why? Because God is still speaking and giving a fresh revelation. The second movement is called Meditatio. And here we reflect on the word or phrase and ponder the meaning. We take note of what kind of reaction is stirring within us. What is God saying? The third is oratio. And here we respond to God through a prayer to the message that God has given to us in the passage. And last is contemplatio. And here we rest. We rest in God with confidence and faith. It is a time to be still, to be quiet. We wait with the Lord, trusting and open to God and allowing God's Spirit to act on us. Lectio Divina, when we are guided by these four movements, is a prayer. And Saint Benedict captures its purpose best when he said, "We are to listen with the ear of our heart." When we posture ourselves this way, we are attentive to what stirs within us, to what touches us. Lectio Divina is a way of listening that engages both the mind and the heart, and then leads us to pray the scripture in gratitude for what God has revealed to us. Today, I want to invite us to a guided time of Lectio Divina as we hear three readings from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. There will be questions to ponder and a moment of silence after each reading. And now, you know, if you were doing this on your own, you would go to your quiet place to minimize the distractions so that you could be totally present for this prayer experience. But today, I now invite you to just relax where you are, to take a deep breath, to breathe, and to begin our time with Lectio Divina. We open and we also close in prayer. So let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Lord, we are here and we submit ourselves to you. Speak, Lord, speak, for we are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After this first reading, I want you to take note of what word or phrase captures your attention. Hear the word of God. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lamp stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of the Lord. After this second reading, think about why did this word or phrase capture your attention, and how did it make you feel? How is God engaging you where you are? What is this text saying to you? Hear the word of the Lord. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. After this third reading, what do you want to say to God based on this text? Hear the word of the Lord. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to rest in God with the message that God has for you. Will you please join me in our closing prayer? God of transforming grace, When we draw near to you, we cannot help but be changed. We submit to your love, your mercy, to your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your message to us. May you be glorified through our demeanor, behavior, and words because of our encounter with you. Amen. My prayer for us today is that through Lectio Divina, we realize the transformative power of this way of praying to encounter God through the sacred scriptures. I pray we allow God's Spirit to encounter us in any way God desires so that we become fully who God has created each of us to be. May we be more like Christ in our love for God, ourselves, and love and care for one another as we love, as Jesus loves.